Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to know what was forbidden in your life. The forbidden fruit. Because there was like a Reddit thread or something that was about... Did you have shows that were forbidden when you were young?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah. I had like channels for sure. MTV.
Really?
You were forbidden from MTV?
Yeah, you couldn't watch MTV. It was like real world. It was not music. It was real world and just, it was like the beginning.
How old were you when you were allowed to watch MTV? Or was it never?
It was, yeah, just kind of never, I would say. It was just kind of like, yeah, you know, we
Was there an explanation, or is it just like, if we catch you on channel 23, you're dead?
Yeah, I don't know that it was that explicit. It was just kind of like, you don't watch MTV. And because I remember being like, well, VH1, that's kind of like MTV.
So you never saw
it? You know, yeah. It's not as bad.
Beavis and Butthead.
No, I never saw. Dude, the only time I saw Beavis and Butthead was when I went to 101 Dalmatians, the one with Glenn Close, the live action one.
Okay.
And we went into the theater, and the movie started, and it was Beavis and Butthead for like 15 minutes. And then they shut the movie down and went, hey,
oh, they made a mistake.
We told everyone the wrong theater. So go ahead. If you were here to see 101 Dalmatians, go to the next one. And they didn't restart it.
Aww.
They didn't restart it.
They didn't restart it. No. So then we just had to leave. I was like, I'm kind of liking this Beavis and Butthead thing. But I was like 8.
So
that's the only time I've seen it.
I was forbidden from Beavis and Butthead.
Really?
Yes.
I believe it. Yeah.
Because my parents were, they just thought they were, okay. To give context, I wanted to go to Red Rocks and see a rock show when I was 15 years old, and I was forbidden from going.
Really?
Because they were like, we don't want you listening to that heavy metal garbage.
What?
They were like, yeah.
What show was it?
It was dark, though. It was Huey Lewis and the News.
Not Huey Lewis.
They were like, that's the demon songs!
Oh my God.
Huey and Butthead?
Okay, do you want to know why?
Why?
Because he had a song about drugs.
Which one?
I want a new drug.
Oh my
god.
Want
them to sit? And they're like, oh my god, he's a drug guy. You can't go see that. And I'm like, Mom, it's doo-wop. I was forbidden from like, it's all right. I wanted to go see Huey Lewis. He's now deaf and can't perform.
Yeah, I saw him a couple years ago.
You?
Oh my god, get away from me. You're into that?
You satanic worshiping.
I didn't know that.
Where are all the cats that are missing from Lakewood? So that's the idea. Like, was there a room you were forbidden from? Was there a show? Was there like a, like what childhood thing? Because my opinion is the more you forbid.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I can just see T-Yak. He's probably got a weird little room in the basement that's just got all Beavis and Butthead stuff and no one knows about it.
No, I just went really hard into Family Guy when I eventually was old enough to watch
like,
that.
I'm all in on animated stupid things.
Yeah, I am.
You know what? I believe that because everything was open to me and I could not care, I could
You're doing whatever. Right. Yeah.
I don't watch any animation.
I think it's all so dumb.
I could not watch Family Guy. T-Hack sent a clip of Family. I haven't watched it yet. Because really I hate all of the cartoons.
It's 50 seconds.
It's really funny. You gotta watch. Oh my God, it's so funny.
American Dad, South Park, hate it.
What?
Yeah. Even South Park? Yeah. Really?
I know people who were forbidden from South Park.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, South Park was definitely
one. They keep killing Kenny. Yeah. You're gonna watch a show where a kid gets murdered? It's like, yeah.
It was one where you had your finger on the previous button on the remote the whole 100%. Time, and they walk and change it. Yeah. But then it kind of came full circle. I remember watching South Park with my mom when I was like senior in high school. And she was going, oh, yeah, this is funny.
All right. So we want you to say how effed up your childhood was. What was forbidden from you? 303-222-5423. Or you can text that exact same number.
I guess there was one thing that my mom like tried to forbid me from.
Yeah.
Which was like sweets. Candy, sugar. Now I'm a diabetic.
Was that old diabetes thing?
Unrelated. She tried doing that after, but then we going to the Barbara Davis Center, they were like, no, it's just moderation. Like, you can still have some, but just like less. Make sure you give yourself insulin for it, and then it was fine.
Which has turned you into...
I have so much chocolate in my office drawer.
Dude, I've watched you army crawl to the ice cream when it gets here. And it's just like, you grab a pint and disappear into the night.
Yeah, I remember we had never been... It was, I don't know that it was forbidden, but we had just never been to the Taco Bell that was in our town.
See, he said it funny. The Taco Bell.
Because he put a the... The other day it was really, it was weird. Okay. Yeah. Like,
well, there was
Taco
one
Bell.
Taco Bell in our town. So I'm just like the Taco Bell. And we had just never gone. And I remember my buddy Raj went to Taco Bell all the time because he was vegetarian and he could get things without meat. Yeah. And I remember he told me once that he saw my dad there. My dad was there like on his lunch break. I was like,
your dad was a dirty little
Bell? What? Just behind our back?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's dark.
Kinda. I think he's just kind of like, yeah, mom doesn't like it. So we'll just go somewhere where we all like it. Yeah.
So do you think he army crawled in though?
I don't know. He got ratted out for sure. I confronted him about it.
Did you really?
He played the fifth. He's like, what?
Okay. Can I ask you about another thing that you didn't, I thought you'd bring this up about the forbidden fruit? Weren't you forbidden from buttons?
Yeah, kind of. Buttons are a touchy subject in our house.
Do you want to talk about, like, your mom would not let you have button-down shirts.
She was traumatized when she was very young.
It's such a weird, I want everybody to just stop whatever you're doing and understand what he just said. Traumatized. I'm not talking about, like, my mother-in-law would only cut anything with a paring knife because she watched her sister be murdered with a knife. That's traumatized, okay? Mm-hmm. You're talking about buttons, bro. How do you get traumatized by buttons?
We're not comparing trauma.
No, I'm just saying.
We listen and we don't judge.
You used the word traumatized, and I want to hear how you tie it into buttons.
Because she was very young, and for a school picture, she had an outfit that her mom, my grandmother, wanted her to wear that had huge buttons on it.
Okay.
And she always hated buttons, and then this, like, she was forced to wear it. And so she's very unhappy in the picture, and it was just like, I hate buttons. When I'm out of the house, I will never wear buttons. My kids won't wear, like, buttons are gone. So we just didn't have a lot of buttons, yeah.
Because do you know how many shackets and flannels you wear now?
Yeah.
Like, you're a button flannel.
Well, because I grew up in the 90s, so an open flannel was like...
Oh, the look.
But you weren't allowed to wear it.
Yeah, no, a flannel, it's a shirt. It's not a jacket.
So you had to button it.
Right. If I had a button-down shirt, it was a button.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could not leave it open.
Yeah, it's a shirt, not a jacket.
Your mom said that sentence.
And my dad, yeah. It's a shirt.
Wow.
My whole life, I almost never button a button-down shirt unless I'm at a wedding.
I'm starting to agree with them. They had a point. Look at you.
Okay. If there's something in your life that was forbidden and you want to get it off your chest, we want to hear 303-222-5423.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for things that you were forbidden from when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the weird thing that Aaron and I were talking about off air.
Yeah.
We have a lot of male callers on the phone, and she thinks that only men, only boys.
It was more so boys were forbidden from stuff. I don't think that girls did.
Yeah, because she said, like, Aaron said she doesn't want to watch any of those stupid cartoons.
Because she wasn't forbidden from anything.
But also, I don't think she wanted to even, like, it doesn't appeal to her. It only appeals to us.
But I think little girls, you could go ahead and watch Roadrunner and Coyote, and it would never occur to you to try to tie a piano up and drop it on your sister.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but, like, they had to tell the boys, you can't watch that because you're going to try to get some rope.
You're going to get some ideas.
Yeah, it's like we were told we can't because we're...
That makes sense.
Because we're dumb. Nate?
Yo.
Yo! What were you forbidden from?
I was an 80s, 90s Christian kid, so I was banned 100% from TV, rock music.
Like TV entirely? You couldn't turn on a television set.
We did not have a TV in our house until I was probably 16, 17 years old.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
Huh.
What would happen if you went over to a friend's house and they had him on?
We didn't really have a whole lot of that. We were the weird homeschooled kids on the street. You know?
Oh, yeah.
No wonder you listen to the radio.
You're exactly who you are.
I remember you
we
guys.
We love you, Nate.
It's the reason why I'm the perverted degenerate I am today.
Yep. You got a zag, man. It's your parents' fault. Thank you, Nate. Luke.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Forbidden. What were you forbidden from?
Yeah, I was forbidden from pretty much all the adult cartoons and then even like movies. All the violent scenes, my eyes would get covered. Somebody else was grabbing my ears. Even like books. Somebody would have to read the book before I could even read it. Like, The Hunger Games was not allowed to read.
So if there's violence at all, if at any point somebody slaps somebody, you're out.
Yeah, so it'd be like a lot of movie nights. It'd be like, all right, you got to go to bed unless it was like a Disney movie or something.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, my parents were sticklers for the PG-13. Like, I was under 13, so we couldn't watch it. So I've never seen Titanic. I've never seen...
What?
Because I missed it. Now I get it. Like, man, I know. Sixth Sense is the same way. Like, I get it. I know what happens. I don't think I need to see it.
Oh, my God. I get it. I know it sinks.
I was a good kid, though. I remember my friend rented Predator one time when I was staying at his house, and I covered my eyes.
Shut up.
A nerd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It was also scary, but thank you, I was
Luke.
Following the rules.
Leslie.
Leslie?
I'm here.
Hi.
What were you forbidden from?
So when I was 12, in 1984, I was forbidden to go to a Van Halen concert. And back then, you used to have to camp outside overnight for your tickets. And I was forbidden to do that. And I knew I wasn't going to get a ticket to Van Halen. I mean, it was a hot show, and so I gave my friend the money to stand in line and get my ticket. She did, but she ended up taking her boyfriend instead of giving me the ticket. So I was forbidden to go spend overnight. I was allowed to go to the concert, but I couldn't stay overnight to get the tickets. So I was devastated. I mean, back then, you know, that was, it's Van Halen, right? And then when I was 15, Prince came, and he came to McNichols, and a friend of mine said, hey, you want to go to Prince? I'm like, sure. And so I asked my mom, and of course I was forever grounded back then. And she told me, no, you're not allowed to go. I forbid you to go. And I said, I'm going. You're not leaving your room. And he pulled up in his red Transit, and I hopped in that car. She's chasing me out the door with a broom. I mean, literally.
But you made it to Prince?
I did make it to Prince.
Yeah.
Wow.
That Prince, that's, I mean.
Iconic.
I know, but like, if you know Prince from just his hits, like,
he did
great, and parents are like, oh, it's just Purple Rain. It's like, Darling Nikki, something completely different.
Right.
Scott.
Guys.
Yeah. Hi. Forbidden. What were you forbidden from?
Actually, it was a friend of mine in sixth grade. He was told he couldn't watch the series The A-Team because it was too violent.
Oh, my God. Mm.
I don't know what it is.
A lot of violence.
The A-Team?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's classic. They've remade it into a movie.
Yeah,
Mr. T and Dirk Benedict. There was his name, I think.
Yeah,
something like that. Handsome dude. Hannibal was the leader of the, and then there was Face, and Mr. T was
Murdoch.
Oh, Murdoch, the crazy pilot guy.
Yeah. So you did watch it.
You watched it.
You're grounded, Scott.
Paul.
Yai.
What were you forbidden from?
The liquor cabinet.
All right, Paul.
It did not stop me.
My kind of man.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.